Scott Forbes, journalist with the Cairns Post.
Okay, so obviously tragic circumstances. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm at the scene right now. It's cordoned off by police. At the moment, the forensic investigators and scientific investigators have gone inside, but even the detective inspectors themselves are being held outside at this stage because the news is breaking as we speak. They did just hold a press conference. Police have confirmed that 8 children have been found dead inside the house, seemingly by stab wounds. So it seems to have been a knife attack. And a woman has been taken to hospital following this incident.
Do we know anything more about the relationship between the woman and children?
It appears that the woman who's been taken to hospital is the mother of the children. I have been standing down the opposite end of the street where the main press conference was held, speaking with some of the friends and relatives who said that she was a fiercely protective mother, so everyone on the street is reeling from this news right now.
Any more information on who may have found the children?
It seems that a family friend, maybe a relative, but certainly someone who has a connection with the family, had come over to the house and with the person who called it into police. So we really have no idea, and police haven't given us any indication of how long the bodies might have been there or when the crime itself occurred.
Have you spoken with neighbours?
Yeah, I've been walking up and down the street speaking with some relatives. Murray Street in Manura is quite a closely connected street with a large Indigenous population, so some of the people on the street are actually related to the family in the house.
And obviously just a tragic vibe and horrible feeling in the area at the moment.
Gut-wrenching. Everybody on the street is reeling from the news and seems utterly, utterly surprised, gobsmacked really, that this has happened.
Just finally, police did mention that it's well contained, so it seemed, and I guess assured locals that they are safe.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the whole street's in lockdown. The police seem to have this really well cordoned off and really well handled. So there's a lot of people out on the street watching what's happening now and trying to, I guess, piece together information for themselves. Certainly, if they know the people in the house or maybe even have a closer family connection to the people in the house, but. There's definitely no public safety risk stemming from this.
And any details on when we'll hear again from police?
We don't know. They had a press conference earlier today. Police here are being flown in from Brisbane to take over this evening and over the weekend, so I'm not sure when police will be speaking with us again. And I'm not sure when they'll have any additional details, really.
Scott, I'll leave you to it, my friend. Thank you very much for your time. You take care.
Not a problem.
Bye.